They called in as Jay Feely, or it's
no,
actually
it is
Jay Feely.
The real Jay Feely, I'm pretty sure.
Jay Feely, of course, college pro analyst for CBS Sports, joins us. What's up, Jay?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Do you think Oregon can't be above Alabama right now?
I don't think Oregon will be above Alabama. You know, because of the strength of Alabama, because of who they are, because of what they have accomplished in the past, and as much as people don't want to acknowledge that's a part of the process, it is, and their only loss being a 46-41 loss to number one LSU, I don't think that Oregon is going to be in front of them. What makes you think Oregon should be in front of them? What win does Oregon have that says, yes, they're better than Alabama right now?
I don't know if there is one, but Alabama's best win right now is against
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is not very good.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you do get down to judging losses at this point. Was Oregon's loss to Auburn worse than a loss to LSU? Well, yeah, they're both quality losses. So I think the top three are pretty clear cut when these come out, Jay. LSU, Ohio State, I think Clemson moves squarely into the number three spot. Who do you got at number four? Still Alabama?
I would put Alabama, and I think that's who the committee will put, because their loss is to the number one team in the country, and it was a tight loss, a close loss, and just a phenomenal game. It was so exciting, back and forth. You know, you always hear it was like a heavyweight battle, but it was. You know, and you had punch, counterpunch, and Joe Burrow probably cemented himself to win the Heisman with that game, you know, unless something catastrophic happens. And, you know, whoever wins SEC, whether it's Georgia or LSU, that's probably going to be the they'll get in. Whoever wins, if it's Minnesota, Ohio State, they're both undefeated, and Minnesota still has to play Iowa and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But if one of those is undefeated, they're going to get in. Clemson, I don't see anybody beating them, so they're going to get in. And so it'll be interesting. If Baylor goes all the way and they can beat Oklahoma and roll through, I think they've made a case that they should be in then. You know, but if it's a one-loss Oklahoma against a one-loss Alabama and their only loss is to LSU and LSU beats Georgia, I think Alabama gets in.
All right, what do you think the bias and the politics of it all do? Do you think they favor Alabama, or do you think there is some Alabama fatigue that the college, that the committee would like to kind of get past?
No, I don't. I think that the bias is against West Coast teams, because you don't see them, you know, and I saw that even, you know, when I was doing games, you know, this year I'm not doing college games, but, you know, when I watched Bryce Love and how good he was, and Christian McCaffrey and how good he was on the West Coast, and the lack of star power that they had because they were on the West Coast, you know, because they were a Pac-12 team, it certainly is real, and it certainly is something those teams have to fight against every year to get not only their players, but also their teams the due recognition. But in the end of the day, it's incumbent on them. Like, they have to win those games. They have to go undefeated and force themselves into the conversation.
Yeah, Jay Feely called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to talk some college football with us.
We can talk NFL too.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that.
All right. We haven't talked to you about what we're seeing from David Johnson right now. You got a quick thought on that, Jay?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not very surprised. I saw it coming in the preseason, and I think if there's one thing that you point to me as an analyst looking at it, yes, he's had injuries, but he also got paid. You know, and sometimes when you get a big contract, the willingness to take that pounding isn't there anymore. And that's what I see when I look as an analyst. And I love who he is. I like the person he is. It doesn't necessarily take away from him and his character and who he is. You know, that's a very difficult, physically demanding position that you have to go in there and willingly sacrifice yourself every time you carry the ball. And I think sometimes you can lose some of that desire to take that pounding, and that's what I see when I watch him run.
Do you think, and we were talking about it earlier too, that among running backs, I mean, the big contracts are rare anyway, but do you think that feeling might be more prevalent at that position? Because the reality is, you know, you're only getting one big contract anyway.
Really? And it's the pounding you take that position.
There's certainly something to it. You know, and I look at the flip side, and I look at a guy like Frank Gore, who just continues year after year, team after team. It doesn't matter the system. It doesn't matter if his team is winning or losing. The guy loves football. He wants the ball in his hands, and he wants to continue to take that pounding. So there are guys that do it, and Frank Gore has basically willed himself, even after he tore his ACL three times, he's willed himself to be a Hall of Famer. You know, it's just I have so much respect for him and what he's accomplished. But, yeah, I think that that's the reality of that position. And if I'm a GM, you know, you saw it this year a lot. You saw it with Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon. You saw it with Le'Veon Bell. You know, and this decision with Gurley and Johnson, and do I give as a GM, do I give that position, those big contracts, I would default to not giving those contracts, to saying, I'm going to franchise you, you're going to play under that. If you don't want to play under that, that's your choice. You're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd take the 4 or 5 years that I could get under the rookie contract. I'd franchise them once, maybe twice, and then say, okay, it's time to move on.
Yep. Jay, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening too. We appreciate that even more.
You know, I don't think my radio works on any other dial but 98.
Good. No, that's the way it should be, man.
We're going to use that for a promo, Jay.
All right, guys. Take care.
Jay Feely calling in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sportsline. Coulter, your family-owned dealership for Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. Coming up as we go off the grid, great moments in New York sports radio and more straight ahead. It's Bickley and Marotta, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Famer Al McCoy.
Shazam!
The Suns are shining this season.
Bridges throws it up front to Kelly Oubre. Get it to Booker. He goes up for a two-handed wham-bam!